Radio Pulpit, 657 AM.
Ruti, welcome back to Radio Pulpit.
Servant of the Most High God.
My Bishop.
Good evening.
Bishop of the Bishops.
The last man standing. The last man standing.
Brother Bishop. Hey, we need this, Mfundis. Hey.
I'm honored.
We need this laughter. And they say that it's the best medicine. And they're not lying by saying that, hey?
It is definitely servant of the Most High. Definitely.
Yeah.
Let me greet my beloved listeners of Radio Pulpit as well, Mruti Mwani.
Mm-hmm.
Thanks for the invite again tonight.
All right, Mruti. Thank you very much. And of course, we're continuing with our topic here, the true worshippers or true worship, Mfundis.
Yes.
Kana last
worship,
week, we discussing last week?
Hey, man of God, last week we read from the book of Amos, chapter number 8, and then we read from verse number 11 to verse number 14. You remember it said, behold, the days are coming, says the Lord God, when I will send a famine in the land, not a famine of bread, nor a thirst for water, but a famine for hearing the words of the Lord. And the people shall wander from sea to sea and from north even to the east. They shall run to and fro to seek the ways of the Lord, inquiring for and requiring it as one requires food, but shall not find it. In that day shall the fair visions and young men say of them, those who swear by Ashima, or the sin of Samaria, and say, by the life of your God, the golden calf, O Dan, O Swear, by the life of the way of Adultra, the Sheba, they shall fall and rise no more. But tonight, I just want to take it a little bit further, man of God and my beloved listeners, and just go quickly into the book of Luke, chapter 22, reading only two verses there, which is 31 and 32. It says, Simon, Simon, listen. Satan has asked excessively that all of you be given up to him out of the power and keeping of God, that he might sift all of you like grain. But I have prayed especially for you, Peter, that your own faith may not fail, and you yourself have turned again, and when you yourself have turned again, strengthen and establish your brethren. So in the midst of famine, Jesus did pre-warn his disciples, and in the exchange with Peter, Jesus makes a distinction, man of God, between the real faith and sentimental faith. Now, sometimes we Christians, you know, get caught up, Mruti man, in this sentimental faith. You know, some will say, "Eish, I wish I could have been in Jerusalem in those days and walked with Jesus." You know, Bazalwane Mruti man, you know, been a child in his lap, and you know, heard him speak and seen him heal personally. But now if really we come closer tonight, or when I'm alive, or personally, I don't think that, you know, would have changed anything, Mruti man, for most of us, my beloved, you know, listeners. That is what I call sentimental nonsense. And remember that where we have read, you know, 12 disciples were with him night and day for 3 years, man of God, and you know. Yet in this final time, these people they were not even changed. I mean, for 3 years, for 3 full years, and but when you look deeper, you know, into their lives. They were still guilty, you know, of jealousy, full of ambition, you know, denial, you know, defection. You name them all. Now being with Jesus for 3 years has not changed them that much. And if we can revisit, you know, the older King James Version, we'll realize that in what they call verse 32b of the same passage where we have read, Jesus tells Peter, when thou art converted, strengthen thy brethren, implying that he's not yet converted. And now, Muruti, what?
Are you talking about the disciple here? Are you talking about the disciple? The whole disciple?
That the
one who experienced miracles.
Someone who was there when Jesus raised the dead. Someone who was there when Jesus healed his mother-in-law. Someone who saw Jesus at Ramaudimamid. We talk about the real...
He actually literally walked on water himself.
Yes, and now and then Simon also. It's the Simon also walk around and then but nevertheless, this is the man again whom, you know, who got revelation, you know, when Jesus was on the mountain and then after Toha and Peter saw Moses. Peter saw Moses there. He saw Elijah there on that same mountain, having a serious meeting with Jesus. And now, after again, you know, Jesus asked them a very simple question. They came up with all sorts of names, but later he said, okay, Lona now la rekima. And this is where now the same Peter happened, Ramona to the revelation who Jesus was. And Jesus said, now listen, as from today, you are no law, you know, Simon, you know, but now your name will be Petra. And upon this rock I shall build my church, and the gates of hell shall never prevail against it. But now Ribona must think about fellow. The same Jesus who named him Peter, now Uhukela, you know, to his original name, which is Simon. Oh my God, I feel like preaching. Let me just rather be a. Now, Jesu Ubua, Limutu Wahale, Murutimua, Vigara Peter. You know, Uri, Umutolo Wahale, or Limutole, Yaketin Dipilai, Lumutole Yawiki, because one thing, Ebanaba Mudimu by Eloring. When you are born again, when you turn into a new, you know, creature, that does not mean that the old is gone. And now the other thing is that the same old person owner ya robeti nkaruena is full of tricks and experience more than this one ya mucha. Now there will be always be struggle between the old man and the new man. And this is what now, you know, turned, you know, the church into a mess. Eribonang iluri ikaruyona lately, because if the truth needs to be told tonight, Murutimwa, if the truth needs to be told, remember, most people, when they claim that they are spiritually matured, have a buaka, you know, they are spiritual growth. It is not that because they are rooted in the word. It's not that they are fully immersed in the knowledge and the revelation of who God is. But they have experienced, yeah, already they've been, you know, like one churches after the other. But how level la mutona uhudi tracking, there is nothing really eluring uka hameti ka royona. And this is where now when we look deeper into what happened to Peter here. You know, Jesus had to address the old man, Yananza Pelakaru Peter, because though Peter, you know, was one of those disciples, Byloring, they were more closer to him. But yet the old man, this man was not yet converted, Murutimwat. And now conversion, it is a process. It takes crucifixion. It takes the shedding of the blood. It takes the resurrection. It takes the outpouring of the Holy Ghost. So it is a process indeed. And many people they are still stuck in that level. Yeah, the doubt, because from time and to the longest of time, they're still trying to hide the old man who's full with weaknesses, the old man who's still with scowling, who can't be discussed, the old man, and now they are trying to sugarcoat this old man, from time to time, temptation. But I'm a sugarcoat, I got a new man. Now, but apparent top, but they are still struggling with issues. And this is where the church has been for the longest of time. We have came to a point where people, yes, they were attending churches, but they were still, you know, discouraged. But they will just go there, you know, in order for them to be entertained. So now it was now the challenge, you know, of that real faith and sentimental faith, unfortunately. And now, Rupa Jesu Ari. Who Peter? The same Jesus who said, "When I was Simon, who solely Peter." Address a couple to buy bachal. Are Simon, Satan, ulukupi. But this is what I did. I prayed specifically for you, Simon. Gore moshang uso sukuluhi. Then ladaba na babamba strengthen others. You see, many people when they come to the Lord, Murutimwabi, oh my God, when many people come to the Lord, they mistakenly, you know, look up mobatu by karimbasetibatiba. You know, from time to time utwalabatu by karimbatiba holokarakireki. You know, how Muruti are ramole. How to touch and again, yes, hallelujah, yes, hallelujah. And those people, they keep on missing, you know, the highest revelation of the message. Those are the people who fail to be the doers of the word, because for the longest of time, people have been listening to all sorts and kinds of sermons, but yet they failed to implement them. And now, because now implementation, when you look around today, Murutimwabi, hauna banaba mudimo ba hueleza and becoming the voice of the church, or how can usually runa as the church, when are we given the liberty to come and worship our God again now? I mean, reborn everything now. The casino, the booty, the lotoshe, they are functional, the molo, they are functional. But by the gym, can't really worry on our Americans. Keep on. I mean, are we regarded as that reckless and people who cannot look after themselves? Are we not the light and the salt of this world? Are we not the one who are the carriers of the Most High God? Can't you know? But you don't come across such Murutuma. Everybody is so comfortable about this new normal.
Yes, Randa, I'm from this new normal.
Yeah.
Yes.
So now new normal is about to the new normal. Everything that is abnormal, by treat as if it is normal. Now this is where now we look into where we have read last week where God says, you know, Amos, that behold, the days are coming when I will send a famine in the land, not a famine of bread, nor a thirst for water, but a famine for hearing the word of the Lord. If there is something alluring, it is missing, Muruti. It is the word of God. It is no longer about food, man.
And Mufundis, I think, Onano, if you ask to people in order for you to make sure Hore, you get rid of this famine in you, you'll be disappointed. I hope people understand what I'm trying to say. I'm not saying people shouldn't fellowship. But if you run to people, because you'll go into people who themselves, you know, are hungry. You know, they're experiencing the same famine. So, but when you go to the Bible and make sure that you feed your spirit... You know what I'm saying?
Oh my God.
Then that hunger will be replenished, Mfundisi.
Look, Muruti Mabi. Hari level one of the weaknesses, say Lord, after 2 years, they were still there with the 12 disciples. You know, I've mentioned guilt, you know, they were guilty of jealousy, you know, and then babang bane ba pursue the ambition it's about. Remember some they even competing or kimang am elo umuhulu mo ka roro, you know, and then we saw some of them, you know, like not Peter or anare ukaya mo Jesu ayante, because Peter didn't sit down and listen attentively to what Jesus was saying. Because now Peter somehow, you know, and we see the same weaknesses. When they are given an opportunity to sit under the ministry of the certain servants of God, they jump and cross those lines, and now instead of realizing, yes, yes, but one among us here is called by God. And sometimes when God is using this person, you know, to give us direction, and then Lord referring to in order for us really implement the mapilungaron, we need to realize how buamutu, and also realize how buamudi. But people, they fail to have that kind of discernment. Now they get so used to people, I mean, especially Barungwa and Kimudima, until they miss the mark. This is the same way Peter. If only Peter will adula a question to one. Number one, Jesus said, I'm no longer Simon, I am Peter. But now why the same Jesus who gave me a new name and called me a rock, and the same rock where he will build this church, why am Peter Kalibito lighting Haisali Lagana? But he was too inquisitive to say to Jesus, no, wherever you go, I'll go. Wherever you die, I will die. And Jesus said, you know what? Before Mokoko Ola 3 times, where not Peter, you'll deny me. Even though they spent three full years with him, still, Unonzonale Moya Ola denial and also the person. So now, imagine we're not going to take time to say, but we are going. There are people who claim that, you know, they now have walked with the Lord. You know, can I live 30 years, you know, but when you look into that person, when you look into the department of his heart, you name them all, because they don't take their weaknesses to minister to others. Sometimes it is far much better when we take our wounds and heal other people. Yes, now people, they hide their scars and kids on. Those flaws, those weaknesses, I'm sorry, kids are not about to body shock, because when you minister to them, God in utritsa maqeba jolo ka bona. They take courage hore okay kante ka ratsela ye le ha o swa madi wa fola ka ratsela ye le ha o fokola wa matlafala ke o kwale ntshula modimo le selere. Let the weak say I am strong. Let the blind say I can see. Let the sick say I am healed. Let the poor say I am rich. They will portray the real image of who Christ is. Mutemong ha bina sepela ore le motsebe ka maqiba ke yena Jesu. I am my God. Oh my God, this time. Nako. Here is my point tonight, Murutimwabi. Here is my point tonight. I know because of time we can't finish, you know, this whole thing. Jesus predicts that when Peter has been converted, he will strengthen the brethren. Now when you look now deeper into this whole thing, or Aubana, can conversion is a process, you know. It is not about Muruti going there and preaching. Jesus says that the mark of conversion is not simply preaching to the unsaved and performing miracles. The ultimate sign that we are new beings in Christ is that we love and encourage other believers.
And we would love to see them being converted. We don't condemn them.
We don't condemn. The reason why we will hurt others is because it is impossible for one to give what they don't have. The reason why the kereke ihlasetswe ke khala today, ihlasetswe le ke lenyoga la lentswe la modimo kuri lentswe le ne le teng, but we took it for granted. We did get all these warnings before. God spoke to us, ka bahlanka ba hai ka lentswe la hai modimo buile, but there were no people who were ready enough to implement what God was saying. But having said that, Murut, there is still hope. There is still hope in God. In the oh my God, nakoile Muruti re ke meska ka isi.
Yeah, okay Mfundisi. Re but what is important ko gore fa what I've learned from this testimony ya Peter fa gore most of the times the people who have never fallen are the ones by now where they easily criticize and condemn others. But once you have fallen yourself, where is the pain of falling, then you'll be compassionate and you also empathize with the people that have fallen. You're not going to condemn them. But for this, because of time, thank you very much for sharing that powerful powerful message with us this evening. For more information, Muruti Baka Okera Kokai.
It's 072 Muruti Moabi 316-3117. That's my prayer line.
Okay, yes, thank you very much, Muruti.
Thank you so much, Muruti Moabi. God bless you.
For those words of encouragement, 072-316-3117. Up next, Lala Naiti on Radio Pulpit. Good evening.
Many people across South Africa are being blessed and encouraged by the Radio Pulpit devotional magazine, The Word for Today. This publication places the gospel of Jesus Christ in the hands of more than 100,000 people every day, inspiring every person, from the professional businessman to the needy person who lives on the streets. Each edition contains daily scripture-based devotionals and inspiring articles to help you grow spiritually. The booklet is given with the compliments of Radio Pulpit, but your donation, large or small, will help us to print the next edition and continue being the hope of the gospel to a world in desperate need. The Word for Today. Get yours today on 012-334-1200 or subscribe online at www.radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion. You're at 657 AM, radio caring 24 hours a day.